Garden Show. Joining me right now, just stopping by, Jason Wolf. He's the CEO and founder of Giftya. And Jason, what's Giftya?
Giftya is sort of the next generation gift card concept that we're launching here in Pittsburgh. We launched about a week ago. And the concept is sort of like Venmo of gifting. So if you know Venmo and you know how to transfer funds, the same concept except for you're doing it by gifting. So
okay.
Rob, I wanted to get you a Giftya for Burgatory. All I need is your cell phone number. And then I just text you and you download the app, link it to your Visa card. And when you swipe your card at Burgatory, we identify the transaction and credit you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really easy, really convenient. You don't have to worry about stacking a bunch of cards in your wallet.
You'll never lose it. The fraud is zero, pretty much.
Now, why is the fraud zero, pretty much? Explain why that's
the
case.
Well, you know, with fraud and gift cards, people that have stolen credit cards, usually the thieves will go to a store and buy a bunch of gift cards with a stolen credit card.
Okay.
And then they take those stolen gift cards and they sell them for cash, either at a check casher or online or whatever else. With this product, you can't do that because it's linked to your Visa card in your pocket. So there's no currency. There's no way to steal this and sell it to somebody else unless I stole your Visa card and sold it to somebody else.
Now, it's only with Visa, not with MasterCard?
It's with MasterCard, too. And by the way, we've connected with a company called Plaid, which is the technology that is behind Venmo.
Okay.
And so it also links to your bank account. If you don't want to use Visa or MasterCard, you can also link your bank account.
Okay, so it can be linked to a credit card or to a debit card.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting stuff.
You know, it's something we thought of years ago. I'm the founder of giftcards.com, been in this space for a long, long time, and probably about 6-7 years ago we came up with the idea, but it was just the wrong timing of it. We sold gift cards a couple years ago, and we've been investing into this and building it, and so now is the right time.
So why do you think it was the wrong time a couple of years ago?
Because Visa and MasterCard didn't have APIs to allow companies like ours to have access to your transaction data.
API?
Yeah. So the way that software kind of connects to each other to tell one piece of software what's going on with another, with your bank account, I wasn't able to access your bank information until Visa and MasterCard allowed companies like ours, with your permission, to see transactions. So with your permission, I could see a transaction happened at Burgatory 7-8 years ago. That technology didn't exist. So the idea was there, but we couldn't practically do it.
Now, because there's some access to bank accounts, whether it be credit card or a debit card, is there any reason for people to be concerned about security?
Well, we tokenize everything. We don't store any of the credit data or anything like that. So really, the concern you would have would be with your current Visa or MasterCard that you have in your pocket anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the transfers, I use Apple Pay a lot.
Yep.
Same technology, basically?
Well, same kind of concept. So if I bought you the Giftya for Burgatory and then you went and registered your Visa card with Giftya and then you swiped it, we'd identify that transaction, and within a day or two, you'd check your credit card statement and you'd see that you've got a credit for, let's say, $25, if I got that for you.
Okay.
So it's not like Apple Pay where you're actually transferring funds in that sense, but it is a credit to your credit or debit card.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is a way of doing it so that it isn't just giving somebody money through a text.
Yep.
It can be more personal, if you will.
Absolutely.
It can be more directed to, you know, I want to, like for me, it's about coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be really close.
We got a coffee promo going on right now.
If you have a coffee promo going on, Jason, I mean, you and I can get tight.
Free coffee, I'm telling you. That's our promo.
So I just think it's really nice to be able to give something to somebody. I think that's really the reason why people like giving gift cards in the first place, is because you could give cash, but you want it to be a little more
meaningful.
Personal.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
But with a gift card, it's a hassle, because if I had a great time with you right now and I walked off the stage and I said, gee, I'd like to get Rob a gift card at Starbucks, I'd have to go to Starbucks, I'd have to go through the rigmarole to get it to you.
Right.
With Giftya, all I need is your cell phone number. I walk off here, I text it, you get a text, you get to go to get your coffee at Starbucks.
That is absolutely
gifting in the
so
moment.
Cool.
And we're moving people able to gift more frequently. This
right.
is a big thing.
Well, the whole idea of being able to do it immediately, like the commercials about the ability to transfer funds so fast, you know, here's the bill for $25. I owe you $12.50. I can go ahead and transfer it to you just
right.
like that.
Same idea. We're bringing gift cards to the 21st century.
And you launched that here?
We launched it.
Shouldn't you be out in like San Francisco or something doing this?
Well, you know, look, I'm a technologist from Pittsburgh. I've been in the space for 20-something years, and we've launched many companies here in the city. I love the city of Pittsburgh. I think that we're practical people here. If you can be successful and you can prove that the product works here, you could pretty much do it anywhere.
Talk about, because we were discussing this a little bit before we went on there. Jason Wolf, once again, CEO and founder of Giphya. Pittsburgh is a little bit behind when it comes to, and maybe a lot behind, when it comes to opening businesses with new breaking technology.
Yeah, so if you have a new concept, Pittsburgh is not on the top of the list of places to bring that concept, because we don't have a transient society here. People are not coming and going and open to new business ideas or products and so on. So we are actually one of the cities that are down in the 200 level. So if you're looking at the top 100, 200 cities to launch something, where you're trying to get feedback from people and trying to say, hey, will people like this product or not, Pittsburgh is a difficult market to launch in. But I think for us, that's actually a benefit, because again, if I could look at the statistics here and I could see that 600 people downloaded the app and we've got 120 of those people actually used it, and it's in Pittsburgh, I'm telling you, it'll be successful in other cities.
Okay, so when you're talking about this scenario where it's a launch to the Pittsburgh market, however, can you be a business because of technology today and decide to be located here but then launch someplace
else
and it's advantageous?
That's advantageous. What I'm talking about, what I was talking about was product. When I'm talking about a technology company, there's huge advantages of being here. And I've been here for 25 years.
Give me some.
Okay, turnover? Our employee turnover is less than 5%. You don't get that out in California. You got people that are leaving your company in 6 months. And that's information, that's knowledge that transfers out of your company. That's a problem.
Right.
You know, the talent that we have here, I think the talent we have here is top-notch. We're one of the top tech related cities in the entire country.
Okay,
so that's an advantage. You know, so the amount that it cost me for a software developer here in Pittsburgh compared to if I was in San Francisco, it's half. So like, there's a whole bunch of advantages for companies to actually be based in Pittsburgh.
Okay,
but the launch of the product is what I was talking about. Basing the company in Pittsburgh, huge, tremendous opportunity and advantage, and I promote that quite a lot. You know, I work with Audrey Russo at the Tech Council. Tech Council does a great job. We have 495 tech companies in the city of Pittsburgh. We're double where we were just 8 years ago.
Let me ask you this. There are a lot of people, and I think it was it showed itself in the last election from 2016, that are hesitant, resistant to the idea of moving on to new technology when it comes to work. They like the idea. Listen, I make steel. I can help dig coal out of the ground. I'm used to working with my hands. Are there really jobs that people can go from having little education, apply themselves to want to learn something new, to where they don't have to go to school for 4 or 6 years at 40 years old to be able to have a decent living in today's more tech-driven economy?
I mean, I think so. You know, but this is coming from somebody like me who is a self-taught software developer. I think you basically, if you want to do something, you can. And I think there are companies here in the city like Tech Elevator who are training people to become technologists, to develop software, to be involved in just SEO, online marketing. This is not stuff that's highly complicated. It's just a matter of whether I want to take the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to schools like Robert Morris or Pitt. There are plenty of places to go to learn new technologies, to say I don't want to be involved in like digging ditches anymore. I want to get into technology, but I can't. But you know what, Rob, I would have to say, there's a flip side to all this stuff, and I'm in technology. I really think we're thinking too much about trying to move our people into technology when there's opportunities in plumbing and electric. You know, when I look to go find a plumber, I can't find one. I go to get an electrician, I can't find an electrician. You don't have to go to four-year college. You can become a plumber. I think it's a noble thing to do as well, and you can get paid $100,000 as opposed to coming out and working in tech and getting a graphic design job making $35,000 a year. So I think there's a balance, and this comes from a tech person.
And I understand what
you're
saying.
And I love technology, but we have to be balanced when we're looking at this also.
Right. I mean, everybody working in an office, where are the guys who are fixing the cars?
Right. You got to have them.
And if you don't have somebody fixing them, nobody's getting to the office in the first place.
Right.
No, I like the way you're
thinking about it. Or the broken pipes, you know, we have a